With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's get to this. You guys ever call people turds?
I don't know. Maybe when I was six?
Not really. No.
I mean,
I appreciate it. I just don't use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got better words that I'd call somebody. I wouldn't be like
if you're infuriating me to the point of going down there, it's going to be probably something that would have to be bleeped out.
Yeah, and you're not going with the PC turd version?
No.
Even on the air, though, I just call somebody a douchebag before I'd call him a turd.
Yeah, I don't even know if that applies, too, in this context, because this was said this morning. So Rex Ryan, who is he still around, man? He's still there?
Yeah.
Still collecting checks?
One foot at a time.
Was this on the Get Up this morning?
This was on the Get Up.
He was on the Get Up.
He was zooming in with Greeny.
And Amari Cooper got brought up, and here's what old Rexy had to say.
I wouldn't have paid this guy. To me, this is the biggest disappearing act in the National Football League. He doesn't show up on the road. He doesn't show up when the competition's good, when he's against the top corners, that guy disappears. And to me, he reminds me, it's only one time that I can remember in recent memory on elite receivers and disappearing acts like Amari Cooper. That was the kid that the Raiders had a few years ago. Oh, that's right. That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd.
So Rex Ryan wouldn't have paid that turd. This ended up going viral because, you know, there's not a lot to talk about right now. So ESPN ran with it, and then he was on a show later.
SportsCenter.
He went SportsCenter later, and they asked him to clarify, and he apologized.
Which was easily ESPN's doing of, hey, man, we just checked our mentions, and we're getting roasted. Can you go on SportsCenter and act like you have an apology in you?
So the unique part about Amari Cooper is he played a full 16-game slate last year. He had the second highest catch total, I believe, of his career. Yep, 79. The only year he had more than that was 2016. He had the highest yard total of his career. He had the highest yard per reception total of his career. He had the highest touchdown total of his career with 8, topping his previous high of 7. Is Amari Cooper a turd?
No.
Okay.
I would say no.
Would you have paid that non-turd?
I don't know. I think the difficulty with Dallas is they have so many moving parts, including the quarterback. I don't know if I would have given him $100 million, 60 guaranteed.
So he got, for a reminder, he got 5 years, $100 million was the contract that he signed.
But I would have paid him that much.
Right. I might not have gone that high, but the dismissal of him being worthy of a good contract is, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know why Rex Ryan had such a beef with him. That was like,
it was like
Rex,
a personal thing.
Rex Ryan sounds off at Amari Cooper. And I thought, why? Maybe you don't think he's worth $100 million. Cool. Say that. But there's ways to say that without sounding like you hate the human being.
Yeah. So just for a perspective as well on the NFL of where he comes in, total value. It might be the highest contract for a wide receiver, at least left with $100 million. But if you break it down in average per year, he does come in at number 2. So here's kind of the neighborhood that he's in. Julio Jones, still number 1 at $22 million a year. Amari Cooper's at 20. Then it goes Michael Thomas at 19.2, Tyreek at 18, Odell at 18, A.J. Green 17.9, Mike Evans 16.5, Brandon Cooks 16.2. Hopkins is 16.2, so that's kind of the neighborhood that he's in. So he's now one of the higher paid wide receivers in the NFL. Only 26, so it should be noted, of all the guys that I just listed, the only guy that is the same age of him as him, everybody else is older, the only one's the same age as Tyreek Hill. They're both 26 years old. The argument that I would make for Amari Cooper, I think your point on Dallas is valid of just there's a lot financially that they need to figure out, and how does that puzzle come together? If Dak Prescott's your guy, Dak Prescott was a different quarterback when Amari Cooper joined that team.
Yeah, their entire offense was when they got him.
That would be my argument for Amari Cooper, is that there was a clear line of delineation between what their offense looked like before he got there and then when he got there. And they had a disappointing year last year, no doubt, but he still put up good numbers.
Well, I'll at least give Rex this, because somebody says stats versus competition question. I need to know more to judge him. And look, again, this isn't to say that Rex Ryan maybe not alluding to something accurate. You look at his home road splits just last year. He finished with 79 catches, 1,100 yards, and 8 touchdowns. He's got a lot of stinkers on the road versus what he had a couple times at home. Like at home against Minnesota, they lost 11 catches, 147, and a touchdown. At home against Green Bay, they lost 11 catches, 226, and a touchdown. Mm. Then you go to New England. Game started. Yep. Zero catches, 0 yards.
That was an
touchdowns.
Ugly game. Yeah, the whole offense no show.
That was 13-9.
Yeah,
that was.
They didn't score a touchdown, right? He elected to kick a field goal, I think, late when it was like 13-6.
And everybody's like, "What the hell are you doing?"
They were down by 7, and he kicked a field goal.
He actually ended up defending that judgment call too. So, like, you look at some of his home road splits. His production is better at home. There's no disputing that. At least for last year, and I'd have to look back to the year before. But it's more the. I want to know more of the backstory. I'm more interested in that than I am judging Amari Cooper.
Sure.
Like, the contract stuff is going to play itself out in the next two seasons, and we'll get a real clear indication if that was a stupid contract or it was well-deserved.
Yeah.
It's the more the personal approach to a player. Like, if I have a criticism of a guy like C.J. McCollum, like C.J. didn't play very well last night, man, and largely his last six games have been kind of disappointing. I think there's a way to talk about that. That was a very personal approach by Rex Ryan.
Yeah, I never called an athlete a turd.
Well, it felt like Amari Cooper texted Rex Ryan's feet without his consent. And he was very upset by that.
He made a foot fetish joke and that was it. Sent him over the top.
I don't know where it stemmed from, but clearly he does not like Amari Cooper. And I think it goes well beyond the football field.
Yeah. And this is, he had this, there might've been more, but I remember he had this at Baker Mayfield too. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he took some real personal shots at Baker Mayfield.
And then Mayfield came on to actually confront and talk about it.
Yeah.
And he was very apologetic. And
yeah. He initially responded, I think, with animosity. And then Mayfield was on his whole redemption tour of like, I'm not responding to media members anymore, and then that's when that happened. Of let's bury the hatchet here, but
mm-hmm.
It's just kind of unique to have a former coach that's now an analyst that doesn't I would say provide a whole lot of insight.
He
takes personal shots. It's just kind of a weird dynamic.
Well, he's the guy that probably knows football the most of a lot of media members in a room. But he doesn't really use the acumen. He more so goes on judgment and hot takes.
Yeah, he does.
He could, like Orlovsky, you might disagree with Dan Orlovsky on a lot of opinions, but Orlovsky will back it up with stats. And you can choose to say, well, I don't agree with the stats you're using for your argument, but at least he's doing some homework there. Rex Ryan feels more like a guy that just, I got a take after watching a guy play and here's my take. And, sometimes that's cool, but like when you're the former head coach on a panel, I was looking for more of a X's and O's dive, like, why do you think Amari Cooper doesn't play well on the road?
Yeah, calling a guy a turd's like what a wacky afternoon show would do. That's kind of our
hey,
lane.
You turd.
Yeah, you turd. Bunch of turds out there. Go to Turdville.
Why don't you save these hot, dumb takes for us in sports radio? Okay. We're better at it.
This
okay.
is what we do, Bob. It's what we do. So Rex Ryan called Amari Cooper a turd this morning, and he has since apologized. Yes, that's where we're at in sports. I want to get to a local.
I don't get the apology.
No, like if you think he's a turd, just. Stick with it. He's a turd. Okay.
Like, is that because you want Amari Cooper on the show now to confront Rex Ryan to drive ratings up?
Probably. He'll come on next week, and there's your thing. They'll do a whole teleconference brought to you by Zoom.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.